So, David, let's start with this summit the White House held on confronting, they called it confronting violent extremism, looking at how do you prevent terrorist acts from happening in the first place, local communities. The criticism the White House got was they're bending over backwards. They're going out of their way not to use the term Islamic extremism. What do you make?
Well, are we allowed to call the Islamic State Islamic? I mean, they are. I mean, in some sense, it's a stupid debate because is it true Islam? Is it perverted Islam? The fact is, religion is all interpretation. God doesn't come down here and tell us exactly what he means. We have interpretations within Christianity, within Judaism, within Islam. And if you call yourself a Muslim, you're a Muslim. And they have different interpretations, but it's all interpretation. So one is a perverted or a sick form of Islam. A lot of people, fortunately, have a much more peaceful form of Islam, but it's all an interpretation of a faith. So what's the real one? It's all a matter of interpretation. I think they should probably call it Islamic extremism. It is Islamic extremism. The second, I think, and more important issue is how we diagnose the problem. And there are three elements to this sort of terrorism, as we just saw in the segment about that Egyptian young man. Yeah. First, there's economic and political dysfunction. So that young man wanted to be a personal trainer and he couldn't. So he was alienated from that and marginalized from society. But second, there's spiritual ardor. A guy wants to be a hero. The guy wants to be seen as strong and a hero like that young man. And third, there's theological conviction. And Islamic State has theology to it, real substantive theology.